Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herm Winningham. Batting second. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mariano Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Rijo. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jose Rijo. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Keith Miller. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mackie Sasser. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Whitehurst. Pitching for the New York Mets, Wally Whitehurst. And now, play ball. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Winningham hits a ball on the ground for a single. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Neill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Boston. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sabo hits a pop-up towards short. Elster misplays the ball. That's an error on Elster. Sabo moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Magadan strikes out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Rijo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rijo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster can't make a play. That's a base hit. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Winningham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Winningham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rijo moves to second. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riho scores. Winningham moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Winningham scores. Morris moves to third. Larkin moves to second. It's 4-0, Reds. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Neill is walked intentionally. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sasser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sabo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeffries for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Braggs moves to third. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive beyond second. Jeffries can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Braggs scores. Reed moves to second. It's 5-0, Reds. Pete Chowrek now pitching. Jose Riho is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Riho is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riho strikes out. 1 out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Winningham is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Winningham hits a ball on the ground for a single. Reed moves to third. Duncan moves to second. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reed tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Reds. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Sasser for a passed ball. Duncan moves to third. Winningham moves to second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Chowrek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chowrek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. O'Neill takes first base on ball four. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball towards right. Miller catches it and throws to first to double up O'Neill. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. Magadan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Rijo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rijo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rijo bunts towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to second. Two outs. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Winningham is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasser hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground for a single. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Morris hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Morris reaches second base with a double. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. O'Neill strikes out. One out. Jeff Innes now pitching. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Chris Sabo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sabo is 0 for 3 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morris tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Reds. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster bunts towards the mound. Riho fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Carr pinch hits for Jeff Innes. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carr hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Doug Simons now pitching. Daryl Boston now playing right field. Chuck Carr now playing center field. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Riho is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riho is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Riho hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0 for 2 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Winningham is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Winningham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morris is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Morris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Morris reaches second base with a double. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Larkin strikes out. 2 outs. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morris moves to third. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sasser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mackey Sasser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sasser is 0-for-2 in the game. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tim Burke now pitching. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sabo is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sabo hits a fly ball into right field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg's is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bragg's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 0-for-2 in the game. Elster hits a line drive for a single. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Donnells pinch hits for Tim Burke. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Donnells strikes out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0-for-3 in the game. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Elster moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Cincinnati Reds, 7, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.